You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2-Minute Time Warp podcast number 302, now with value-added material. I think it's fair to say that even most of the David Tennant haters are at least just a little excited about the 50th anniversary Doctor Who special this November. After all, unless you have been in a sensory deprivation tank for the last couple of weeks, it's no spoiler for me to tell you that the 10th Doctor and Rose are returning for a classic anniversary multi-Doctor story. And while I could imagine a whopping epic anniversary episode without multiple Doctors, why would I want to? Now, honestly, I'm hoping for more. Paul McGann is the Florida Gulf Coast University of past Doctors. He's the sentimental favorite for many fans, the unexpected underdog who would be utterly welcome for an admittedly unlikely second televised go-around. And yes, that was an American college basketball reference. But while the easy money is on a multi-Doctor story, with the Doctor and Clara crossing TARDISes with the Doctor and Rose in a timey-wimey, someone's-going-to-have-to-forget kind of way, I'm actually hoping for something a little different. Because frankly, the 10th Doctor and Rose's story is done. I have a hard time seeing Stephen Moffat doing anything significant with character development for either of them, and I'd rather they weren't brought back just for a romp. But of course, that's not the only option. And this is where I part ways, again, most vigorously with my friends from Radio Free Skaro, who pronounced it a stupid idea that David Tennant might actually play his alternate universe clone, or as they put it, the handy Doctor. Au contraire! I think that would be way more interesting. Stephen Moffat has called the 11th Doctor a god who tries and fails to be a man. Imagine the sparks that would fly between him and a past self that did decide to take the slow path, who learned the lesson that Clara did of never running out on a loved one. A living, breathing road not taken, interacting with the husband of River Song? Sign me up, actually. That said, I don't think that's what I'm going to get. I've been avoiding set reports and spoilers, so I may be completely wrong, but I think it will be a conventional multi-Doctor story, and the reason for that is simple. Tennant and Billy Piper still look the parts. They can pull off their younger characters. I believe Russell T. Davies created the clone storyline in part to give them the ultimate fanboy gift, an in-universe excuse to bring them back to the show whenever they want, as old as they are, at their natural ages. But because they can still play their original characters plausibly, there's no need to pull that trigger now. So I expect that Radio Free Skaro will get their wish. At my expense. Oh well, at least I can still cross my fingers for him again. And that's your main content for this 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, but like I said, there's VAM. I was talking about not getting what I want. Kyle Anderson's been having similar thoughts.
The Rings of Akkadin seems to have been fairly divisive among fans. While I certainly didn't think it was perfect, the logic behind a sun god needing an alarm clock that is itself always asleep still baffles me, but there was enough in it for me to walk away feeling pretty upbeat. Some people did not have this reaction and found it somewhere between dumb and loathsome. That's perfectly all right. You didn't like it? No harm. Let's try again next week. But some of the fan reaction I've heard about this episode, and it's certainly not limited to this episode, seems not only upset that they didn't like the Rings of Akkadin, but that Doctor Who would have the gall to produce an episode that they didn't adore completely. As though it were the responsibility of the creators to make exactly the kind of episode that each and every fan clings to and dreams about and writes letters to their grandmas about. And that by daring to show them something that differs from their usual cup of tea, it's somehow a grievous personal affront to them. With all due respect to these members of fandom, I would like to kindly invite them to get over themselves. Doctor Who is a show that revels in being different. Sure, there's a basic formula, but it's about the most fluid and malleable format in all of science fiction, if not all of storytelling. I needn't remind you that the show is approaching its 50th anniversary, and even after such a long time, it's still unafraid to change things up from time to time. We as fans need to be able to embrace this fluidity, even if it results in 43 minutes we're not particularly fond of. Perhaps the most closed-minded critique fans can make of an episode they didn't like is, "That's not my Doctor Who." I'm sorry, who are you again? Why does your taste supersede everybody else's? Stephen Moffat and company are trying to make 14 episodes that do more than just tread on already well-trod ground. There's bound to be one in there you don't like, and that's fine. We should be excited by it. Neil Cross is a brand new writer to the series with a brand new point of view, and that is, in the purest sense of the word, refreshing. Maybe The Rings of Akaten isn't your Doctor Who, but it was Neil's, and it may be a whole bunch of other people's. So stop being a parade rainer. There's no way they can make a full season that completely ticks all the thank you more please boxes of each individual fan, and I wouldn't want them to. They're not beholden to us to make perfect episodes. All they have to do is make a good show. Doctor Who is without a doubt a good show, and one of the most consistent on television, but it has never been without bad episodes. I hated A Town Called Mercy, but I'm not mad at Toby Whithouse for writing it. That's just the luck of the draw. So, let's all take a deep breath, fandom, and maybe go a little zen about these new episodes. Repeat this mantra to yourself. I do not have to like every episode. I just have to be okay with not liking every episode.
Thank you, Canderson. That's Kyle Anderson of Nerdist fame, of Doctor Who The Writer's Room fame, of WTF Are You Watching fame, and on Twitter at Functional Nerd No Punctuation. More episodes of 2 Minute Time Lord are available at 2minutetimelord.com. That's T-W-O. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook at numeral 2 Minute Time Lord. And that's the podcast, and I'm out of here.